Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, sports can be cruel. Last night, about 30 seconds into the game, you're within an eyelash of going up 1-0. 15 seconds later, you're down 1-0. That's sports, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Schultz. You can't control some things, and again, it's just it was a tough break, but you know, we've had a lot of breaks go our way as well.
You never know how the rest of that game would have played out, but it would be a whole lot different being up there 30 seconds in, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. But again, it wasn't, and you know, they took advantage of that play, and then you know, we have a breakdown a few minutes later, and again, it just kind of went downhill from there.
2-0's one thing, 3-0's another.
100%. 100%.
Especially 20 minutes in. I mean, you've always said it's a race to three, and you're down by three in 20 minutes. That's a really tough hill to climb, isn't it?
It is. And then you know what? But we nudge our way back in the second, as you know, and then now there's life on the bench and life in the locker room.
What was the biggest thing that they were doing on the penalty kill, giving you so much trouble getting the puck into the zone?
Well, I think it was us, and we had no structure. We had guys wanting to do their own thing, and you have to be connected, man. And our one unit was really good. We showed our top unit clips of Max Namestnikov three times gained the zone because he took the right route. And it's like football. You know, once in a while, I guess you can break your route and fly off the seat of your pants and succeed, but more times than not, when the other four guys are relying on you to do the right thing, you got to do the right thing.
I don't remember exactly when the that play on the power play started, where you're carrying it out of your defensive zone, you drop the puck back about the red line, you're just trying to get speed into the offensive zone. When that isn't working, how else can you get the puck into the zone?
Well, they weren't supposed to, because again, they're running on a 1-3. I don't want to get technical with you, Schultz, because I'll bore you, and Pete, you know, but I mean, they were running a 1-3. We weren't supposed to even do that. And if they're in a box, it's one thing. But I don't want to get highly technical, because again, I don't think it's a time for that. But no, we just were disjointed.
Where were you so much better in the second period?
Well, I mean, it typically happens this way, where one team, after the first period we had, we had a little push, and once we got that goal, there was more push, and it happens all the time. So, and if we would have been up 3-0, it'd have been the same thing with them. I'm not saying they'd have scored two or whatever, but there's always push, and you know when it's coming.
Riley Funk made a couple of great plays. The first goal, he's in so tight, and with that long stick, he needs a little space, and he just clanked it off the right post and came right to Connor McLennan. The next one was a great pass by Riley Funk. Does he get enough credit for his vision, Riley? I mean, that was a great play.
Yeah, it was. No, it was actually, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was a defenseman who advanced that puck last night. I didn't even know it was Funker till after the game, and we looked at it. So that was a heck of a play, and Funker made a good play right there. No, he's got good hockey sense. He's got good feel.
Back to the first play. How does his size maybe limit him in places like that where you're in so tight?
Well, he overskated it. For one thing, we talked to him. He should have stopped off the post. If he had stopped off the post, he would have had a wide-open net. And it's just easy to keep drifting. You can't. You got to have the discipline to stop and the wherewithal to stop. Connor did, and the puck comes right to him. It wasn't like there was a play right there. It just kind of deflected off Funker's stick right there. And, yeah, you're kind of right, whether it was the side of the net or whatever, where it bounced. But Connor was right there, but he stopped. And you have to have the discipline to stop right there, because when you stop, so many pucks come to you. And, it's inevitable when you're below the goal line and a puck comes to you, and you extend out and you're a day late and a dollar short.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. I want to step away from hockey just a little bit here, Tom. You, like a lot of people, are a fan of college football, and to me this college football playoff has been fabulous because there's been a whole bunch of new teams that are in it. And people have been talking all week, you know, how nice it is to get Indiana in there and Ole Miss in there and all these other new teams in there. And I kind of got to thinking, well, heck, college hockey's had that for about 15 years already. Why was college hockey so far in front of that where it was so wide open come tournament time?
Well, we only have 60 teams, and I mean, it's just, and we have so many, we only have nine power four teams. We have so many small schools, whether they're a border state or whatever, but, their geographic footprint is in a hockey area, and they had hockey from the 40s, 50s, whatever it might be. So it's just different, Schultz. Without, again, I don't want to get technical, but, you know, it's just different. We're just, again, hockey's just a different, and it's its own beast. It really is.
Well, I asked that first question to get to this one. Name, image, likeness, and transfer portal, I think, is balancing college football out, where it's a little deeper now. Could that do the opposite for college hockey, since it already is a small sport?
I don't know. I mean, there's no question. We all know where the advantages go, but the advantages are the same way in football. I mean, Indiana, what they're doing right here, they're just choosing wisely. I mean, and sometimes, again, you know, there's a lot of mistakes being made, you know, in college football. there is. I mean, and I don't know how equipped all these coaches are and these general managers are, because they're making, again, in my opinion, they're making decisions in a day or two. That's what it is. They go in the portal, and there's decisions immediately. Well, I shouldn't say that they know they're going in the portal way ahead of time, but it's interesting right here. And you know, but college basketball, take a look. It was the first time in, you know, a long time that, you know, the Final 16 last year were all Power 4 teams. There was no mid-major. So, I mean, when you're in a sport like that, it's you know, the big boys are